do it. And they came, and Jesus said, you wicked and perverse, corrupt-minded generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I bear with you? Trying to say, look, guys, I'm going to the cross. You have to get this. Because they'd been given power in Matthew 10, and then they saw exceeding power, and then they came upon this one and couldn't do it. And then they said to him afterwards, why couldn't we do it? Look, when he told them, you wicked and perverse generation, he's clipping. He was clipping something. Here's the disciples. You're the disciples. If he tells you something and he's clipping you, deal with it. Believe him. He's right. Just because of what we feel, we're not right. He's always right. If it doesn't feel good, go through with it. And it didn't feel good, I guarantee you, because he rebuked them. There were people there. But if he could say it to them, he could say it to us. So he prunes that it may bear much fruit, more fruit. He said, it's because of your unbelief. For I tell you, if you have faith in mustard seed, you say to this mountain, move, and the mountain will move. However, this type, it's not the epilepsy, it's this type of unbelief, only comes out by prayer and fasting. So he's teaching them. He rebukes them, but he gives them the answer. This type of unbelief comes out by prayer and fasting, consecrating yourself to God. And fasting is good. Jesus said in that day they will fast. He didn't say they might. Doesn't feel good, but we should do it. Really? Yeah. He said, you are already clean because of the word which I've spoken to you. That word clean is the same thing as sanctify. For you are already sanctified because of the word that I've spoken to you.